This is program number LW2158. Well, Lyndon Baines Johnson was our 35th president of the United States. Hi, this is Larry West. One of LBJ's favorite stories about the Great Depression back in the 1930s had to do with a young man. Once upon a time, there was a young man, so goes his story, desperate for a job. The young man appeared before a school board in the Texas Hill Country. He was applying for a teaching job. The board was impressed with him. The man was eloquent, well-informed, conscientious. At the end of the interview, one of the board members said, "Well, we think we would like to have you teach. We would like to retain your services. But tell us, there is some difference of opinion in our community about geography. We want to know which side you are on. Do you teach that the world is round, or do you teach that the world is flat?" The young man, confident with his answer, said, "I can teach it either way." Well, I guess you could say that at least he was honest about his dishonesty, right? It makes you wonder, doesn't it? Does truth matter? We've got so many views these days that, according to some, there is no such thing as truth. I mean, it's all a matter of opinion. I think what Charles Lindbergh once said, though, ought to be plugged in and ought to blink on and off like a neon sign stretching from sea to shining sea. Here's what he said. "In my youth, science was more important to me than either man or God. I worshipped science," he said. "Its advance had surpassed man's wildest dreams. It took many years for me to discover, though, that science, with all its brilliance, lights only a middle chapter of creation." He said, "Now I understand that spiritual truth is more essential to a nation than the mortar in its city's walls. When the actions of the people are undergirded by spiritual truths, there is safety. When spiritual truths are rejected, it is only a matter of time before civilization will collapse. We must understand spiritual truths," he goes on, "and apply them to our modern life. We must draw strength from the almost forgotten virtues of simplicity, humility, contemplation, and prayer. It requires a dedication beyond science, beyond self, but the rewards are great, and it is our only hope." Spiritual truths. He said, spiritual truths are more essential to a nation than the mortar in its city's walls. Listen, our computers and our technology and our entertainment and our luxury and our goodness, that's not our strength. Blessed is the nation, so says the Bible, whose God is the Lord. What's happened to truth among us? Concrete, unalterable, absolute truth. I want to throw a phrase at you, a phrase you don't hear much these days, just to see how you react to it, okay? Do you believe in, now, are you ready? Here it is. Do you believe in the authority of the Scriptures? That's a little phrase you don't hear much these days, right? The authority of the Scriptures. What do I mean by it? Well, what I'm asking is, do you believe the Bible to hold absolute authority over our lives, over all of our lives? Too many say no. Everyone has his own way of looking at God. It's simply a matter of interpretation. What a person believes about God and the Bible is his own choice. That's what a lot of people think these days, you know. And maybe that's where you stand. If you do, I'm afraid you've fallen simply into a trap. Too many preachers, and I use that term loosely, for even producer Norman Lear is a preacher winning converts to his own doctrine. There are too many preachers who can simply preach it either way. And lots of people are falling into their traps. Listen, if it could be preached either way, why would God himself say in his Bible these words, "The time will come when they," speaking of us people, "will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables." You see, God says there is truth, unalterable, concrete, unmovable truth. And God says himself, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course designed to help the student find truth, God's truth. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.